Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
703 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. We have Rob Chair in the update. You guys with us at 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number to hop on in. We got a lot to get to over the next 3 hours. We'll be joined by Elliot Shore Parks 1 hour from now on the Eagles, the moves that have been made, including signing another slot corner today. Howie Roseman out there cornering the market on under 5'10" cornerbacks. So a decent player, but we'll talk about that coming up today or tonight with Elliot at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, Corey Seidman, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Today, baseball floated a million radical ideas of what their season could look like when the season does actually return. So that is all coming up, and we'll start thinking about what tomorrow is going to be here on WIP as we replay last year's opening day, which was an awesome, awesome day at Citizens Bank Park. So all that to come, but I want to start with the Eagles and really what they haven't done and what I believe it means. So look, this offseason so far, and I've been a fan of some of the things Howie Roseman has done. I think the idea of trying to build a better defense and spending on the defensive side of the football should have been and has been, and I'm glad it has been, the priority for the Eagles so far in this offseason. I give Howie Roseman credit for that. But you look at how the Eagles have approached their wide receiver situation, I will call it, their deficiency, we can call it. You look at how the Philadelphia Eagles have approached the wide receiver spot in this free agency period, and you could stop thinking about it for more than 3 seconds because they haven't done anything. The Philadelphia Eagles have not addressed their offense. They haven't especially not addressed their wide receiver group. And Adam Kaplan was on with Mark Cerise today and kind of dropping – you know, his information and his feeling that the Eagles are not going to do anything here. Breshad Perriman last night signed with the New York Jets. Robbie Anderson signed with the Carolina Panthers. We know, of course, that guys like Randall Cobb went off the board and, you know, and they moved on. And Amari Cooper went for $20 million a year. And even Stephon Diggs traded for a first-round pick. And even DeAndre Hopkins, right away when free agency opened or the legal tampering opened last Monday, he was traded for a second-round pick and an overpaid running back. So there have been significant wide receivers that have moved so far this offseason. The Philadelphia Eagles have been nowhere near it, and it sounds like they're going to go nowhere near the veteran receiver market, which means the Eagles are going to try to win next year and win something significant next year with some combination of DeSean Jackson coming off a significant injury and surgery, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside coming off of what really amounted to a lost rookie year, Greg Ward, who was on the practice squad until last November, and likely some sort of rookie wide receiver that they take probably in the first round of the NFL draft. That is the Eagles' plan. That is what they're doing. And you know what that tells me? It tells me that the Philadelphia Eagles believe that Carson Wentz is ready to be an elite quarterback. That Carson Wentz is ready to uplift a ragtag, below-average group of wide receivers to championship contention. Because as we think about what the Eagles have done this offseason, and you know when Howie Roseman talked to the Combine, and he tried to make it clear it wasn't all about 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, part of it too, when he said that, I was on board because I believe that meant they were going to make signings and acquisitions for guys that were nowhere near the age of 30. Yet, this offseason has played out. Darius Slay's not young. He's not old, but he's not young. And when you bring in a guy like Darius Slay and you pay him the way the Eagles have paid him, even though Howie structured the deal friendly for the team, when you pay him top corner money at 29 years old, you better not be planning to waste the season. Like, the Eagles do have a plan to try to compete for something big this year. That has to be part of their thinking. Otherwise, you don't trade for Slay. You just don't do it. You don't give up two draft picks for a 29-year-old corner unless you think you've got at least a shot to do something. And if you think you have a shot to do something, I think it would have behooved the Eagles to sign one of these veteran wide receivers just to have something so they weren't desperate in the draft, something to help out Carson Wentz, but it doesn't seem like they're going to do that. So they're trying to win next year. They're not going to give Carson Wentz a veteran receiver that he can work with. And even if you want to throw Alshon's name in the mix, because Alshon Jeffrey is technically still here, he's hurt, and he probably won't be able to be part of this thing at the beginning of the season. The only way this is going to work, the only way the Eagles can be an excellent football team next year, not a 9-7, get in by the skin of their teeth playoff team. The only way that the Eagles can be good enough next year to actually make us believe they can compete for the Super Bowl based on the team they're setting up, based on the receiver core they're putting out there, is if Carson Wentz is elite. And Howie Roseman is screaming to us here, and the Eagles are screaming really for two straight years, we believe Carson's ready to become elite. That's what the Eagles are saying. Because elite quarterbacks can uplift suspect receiving groups. Elite quarterbacks can win 11, 12, 13 games with receiving groups that aren't very good. They could do it. They can do that. Carson Wentz at this stage of his career, so far in his career, has not been an elite quarterback. And even if you're the biggest Carson Wentz fan in this city, that's the facts. He has not been an elite quarterback. He has showed off very excellent skills, and he's had elite moments, and he's had one outstanding season. But he has not, for his 4 years in the NFL, been an elite quarterback. He can become that. But what now is on the docket for the Eagles, if your intention and your hope deep down when you think about your Eagles is Super Bowl in 2020, I'm here to tell you the only chance that it has to happen based on the team they're setting up, rookie wide receiver with likely zero offseason training program because of what's going on in the world right now. So whoever it is, whether it is Mims or Jefferson or Ruggs or CeeDee, whoever it is, whoever the Eagles take with that first round pick, he's not going to have a full offseason program or anything close to it. So they're going to be relying on a rookie wide receiver, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who couldn't get any separation last year, a banged up and aging DeSean Jackson, and Greg Ward. The only chance they have to win big next year is if Carson Wentz is ready to be an elite quarterback. And I don't believe he is. The Eagles believe he is. I don't believe he is ready to be an elite quarterback yet. He's a good one, and hopefully he stays healthy. He continues to be a good one and maybe could progress to that as the years go on. But I don't think this – like Howie Roseman's plan as I watch it, I don't think it's going to work. I think Carson Wentz needs more help. Good quarterbacks need more help at wide receiver than they're giving him to compete for a championship. Not to go 9-7 again and maybe sneak out the division. I'm talking about compete for a championship. 215-592-9494. We'll throw it out like this because I think Howie Roseman, deep down, believes Carson Wentz is ready to be elite. And he's not surrounding him with a ton at wide receiver because he thinks, look, I have an elite quarterback here. He can uplift everyone. I don't believe Carson Wentz is at the stage of his career where he is ready to be an elite quarterback. That's what it's going to take. If you have Arcega-Whiteside and Ward and DeSean and a rookie receiver, you have to have elite accuracy. You have to have elite play to your, you know, your game has to be elite to uplift that group, to get the most out of that group, to win the 11 or 12 or 13 games it's going to take for us to really think this team can win a Super Bowl again. 215-592-9494. Do you think Carson Wentz can uplift this receiving core, the one that exists right now, to a championship status? I don't think he can. I don't believe that Carson Wentz can do what the Eagles are tasking him to do in 2020. I think we're looking at a team right now that believes their quarterback is elite, when the facts say right now at this stage of his career, he is not elite. And it doesn't mean they're building a bad football team, but if the objective is to win a Super Bowl and to be one of those teams that can get a bye and really, really have a chance or, you know, be a top one or two seed, I don't think they've done enough. They've built a little bit of a better defense, but not an amazing defense. They have not done anything to the offense. And the strategy of relying on the NFL draft, well, in theory, is a good one. And in theory, it's like, oh, I get it, right? They're going to draft young receivers. They'll grow with Carson Wentz. that doesn't typically manifest itself into a lot of success in year one. That's a lot to ask. And the kind of quarterbacks that can get 12 or 13 wins out of ragtag groups, they're elite. They're Drew Brees. They're Tom Brady. They're Aaron Rodgers back in his prime. Carson Wentz, I'll throw Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson could do it. Russell Wilson always has a ragtag group of receivers, and he always uplifts them. I don't believe that's Carson Wentz at this stage of his career. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Carson Wentz can lead this receiving core the Eagles have set up and still have and haven't added to championship contention? Tucker, what do you think?
I find it odd, Joe, that you keep using the term, is he ready to be an elite quarterback?
Yes.
When we've seen in the past, he's played at an elite level. He may not have played an elite level each of these past two seasons, but in 2017, I would say he was an elite quarterback. I'd say he was one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the NFL.
I agree.
And to call Drew Brees elite with ragtag wide receivers is silly. He went 7-9 most of his career with ragtag receivers. But with Carson Wentz, the Eagles went 13-3 without a top wide receiver, with a ragtag group of receivers. And I think if you look at the plethora of weapons he has right now, they're better than what he had in 2017. And if you consider the fact that they're probably going to take a wide receiver, whether that's in the first round or the second round, they're going to take a guy who basically fits this offense, someone like a Justin Jefferson who can work out of the slot, who can be a consistent chain mover for Carson Wentz, maybe someone like KJ Hamler who's going to be a deep threat.
We don't even know if those guys could play.
That's fine, because I think with what they have right now, he's going to be perfectly fine, and they can win 11 games.
I don't think so, and I disagree totally that what they have right now is better than 17. You had 27-year-old Alshon Jeffrey?
He had 800 yards.
Yeah, but he was Alshon Jeffrey, coming off of what he was in Chicago. Like, he was still closer to that than he is now. Now, your best receiver right now is 32-year-old DeSean Jackson, who didn't even play last season, and you have Arthego Whiteside. Is he in the role of Torrey Smith? I guess for the purpose of this?
I mean, if in a perfect world, he's technically Alshon Jeffrey, right? He's your bigger wide receiver on the outside, and DeSean Jackson is your field stretcher and Torrey Smith. But you also have Zach Ertz, who has remained elite, who's playing at the same level
Ertz.
He played 2 years
you
ago.
Have Ertz,
you have Dallas Goedert, who's a much more vertical deep threat than Trey Burton ever was, and probably is a better deep threat than Alshon Jeffrey even was in 2017.
You also have, which is part of the whole equation, a left tackle who's never shown that he could play yet in the NFL compared to Jason Peters and Vitae in 2017. I think it's going to be a downgrade there. I look at it this way. The Eagles have done nothing at receiver, and I understand their strategy, but what they're telling us is they believe Carson Wentz is ready to be elite and uplift these guys. Or, you know, to use Tucker's phrase, elite again. Elite again. But I think over the course of his career, in 4 years, he's not been an elite quarterback. That's not what Carson Wentz is. He's a good quarterback who had a moment, who had a year, who had 13 games. He's not an elite quarterback. And if I'm looking at this receiving core they've set up, and I'll even add a rookie receiver, because they're going to draft one. Obviously, that's their plan here. They haven't done anything in free agency and have let Robbie Anderson and Breshad Perriman just go by the wayside, let alone the guys they didn't trade for, the guys they could have had in a trade. They are telling us they believe their quarterback is ready to step into elite status and lead this team, lead a group of ragtag receivers, and win a bunch of football games. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think the strategy for the long term may play out the right way. If they get the right receivers and the guy grows and he becomes something, in a year or two, this could look different because that guy will be something. But today, I don't even know who this receiver is going to be. I don't know who it's going to be. We don't know if he's going to be able to play. And here's what we do know. We do know whoever these rookies are they draft, they're probably going to have a very, very kind of messed up situation in their offseason training. Mini camp, rookie mini camp. It's all going to be thrown out the window because of what's going on in the world right now. Like, you're not going to have your typical offseason, which likely is going to change the way this entire rookie class plays in 2020. 215-592-9494. I mean, here's the thing. When you look at the Eagles and what they've done, you could like some of the things. You could be puzzled by some of the things. You could look at some of the moves they made. But here's the one thing that comes shining through. If they're going to win big next year with the receiving core they have at this moment, even if you add in a first-round pick, if they're going to win big, they need Carson Wentz to be elite. Do you believe he's ready? And I put the poll up on Twitter. Is Carson Wentz ready to lift a DeSean Jackson, Greg Ward, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, rookie receiver group into championship contention? 56% early on say yes. Yes. I mean,
an overwhelming majority.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The Eagles can win 9 games again with the group they have. They've shown a baseline for 3 years now where they're going to be in contention, and the NFC is probably not going to have a runaway winner, in Dallas. But a championship contention to take a leap forward, then this is not good enough. And the only way it is if Carson Wentz takes that leap forward. If he's elite, if he makes these guys better, and he did it to an extent. He did it a little bit in December with some worse guys than this. But that was to complete the comeback in a bad division. That was to go 9-7. That was to beat the Giants and the Redskins and the Giants and an 8-8 Cowboys team. That wasn't to go through the playoffs like that. If the Eagles are going to be a championship team, they need Carson Wentz to be elite. I mean, that's it. And they're telling you they think he can be. They're telling you that he's ready right now. Because there's no other explanation for this. There's none. 215-592-9494. Do you think Carson could do it? Is yes or no? Do you believe Carson Wentz is ready to uplift this group of receivers to championship contention? Because I look at the team, I look what they've done, the additions they made, the subtractions. I see another 9-ish win team. I see a team that can be pretty good, that could compete, might win the division. If they had an extra playoff team this year, certainly might make the playoffs. But the only way they're going to overachieve is if Carson Wentz is ready to take a leap, ready to have a full season like he did the end of last season. Not to have 4 games, not to have a couple games here or there where we say, oh, he's back. No, he's going to have to play at an elite level this year if this receiving group's going to be good enough. That's what the Eagles have set up. That's the team the Eagles have put together. They're telling us now, last year with the contract, this year with the way they're building this thing. I saw a report today, or ESPN executive, or an executive told ESPN that they just want to draft kids. They want guys that have kind of learned with Carson. He'll help develop these guys. This is the kind of stuff that the Patriots did with Tom Brady, or the Colts did with Peyton Manning. Like, just draft guys and let the quarterback figure it out. Let Drew Brees figure it out. Let Russell Wilson give Russell Wilson whatever, and he wins 10 games, wins 11 games. Give Russell Wilson whatever, and he's on his way to championship contention. Well, that's what the Eagles are saying right now. They're saying, we have one of those guys. We have Carson Wentz. He's got this. Carson's got it, and I don't think it's going to work out. I don't think the Eagles can be a championship team with a good Carson Wentz and this kind of receiver core. They either need Carson to emerge in a big way and become elite, or, well, I guess they can't go back in time. They can't fix the receiving core. They can't go back in time now. So the only way this works is if Carson Wentz is ready to be elite and drag these guys into championship contention. I don't think he is. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop on. Carson Wentz, is he ready to be an elite quarterback and drag these guys, this ragtag receiver group that they have still now not addressed? Is he ready? Yes or no? I don't believe he is at this stage of his career. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.